Good evening, George Nouri.
Hello, sir. How are you?
This is Rod. I'm doing very well. Submitted for your approval, a disembodied voice from the past, a familiar and distinctive cadence that can mean only one thing. You're receiving this message from the other dimension.
You sound like Rod Serling.
That is a very appropriate acknowledgement.
You sound exactly like Rod Serling. Are you doing that on purpose, or do you always talk that way?
Well, I'm coming to you from the ether. George, I'm a familiar disembodied spirit.
Well, I got to tell you, if I now have Rod Serling on the line, probably one of the greatest minds, now's the time to chat with you.
Well, you know as well as I do, George, I have a profound ambition, as you do, to serve man.
Yeah, let's hope it's not like that show you wrote.
I'm touched and moved by your admiration.
I've got to ask you, if you are indeed the spirit of Rod Serling, or if you're not, I still have to ask you. You had a Twilight Zone show where a family in a neighborhood had a fallout shelter in their basement, and the neighborhood, during a real, what they thought was an alarm, an attack, all wanted to get into that fallout shelter.
And they're just, could get in.
They couldn't get in. There wasn't any room for them. The family that built it, you know, sadly had to keep their own family in there. And it was an exercise of what people will do in the act of chaos and panic, which I think is happening.
If I may say, it was a portrait of a nation's paranoia.
Yes, absolutely. To me, that's happening right now.
Well, it's a very astute observation, even for someone who is still on the mortal plane.
Indeed I am. Well, Mr. Serling, thank you so much. And I got to tell you, whoever you may be, you sound just like him.